Joining us in our studios here in Hong Kong is Claire Cormier-Tilkey, who is head of Greater China at Heinz. And we are here to discuss Singles Day. Today's the 10th of November. Tomorrow is the 11th. And so it's a perfect time. Claire, thanks very much for being with us. And by the way, if you're listening, Heinz is a private company out of the U.S. that has quite significant exposure in China in the property market and in other related businesses such as logistics and the running of malls and such. So a very interesting time to have this discussion, Claire. It's been a tough time in China of late. COVID zero. You've got a debt crisis that's tied to the property market, and I think what we might call regulatory overreach by the party in some cases. So it's tough doing business in China now. No or yes?
Well, Brian, doing business in real estate is never easy, regardless of the broader environment. But I'd say right now for us, look, we've been in China since the early 90s and have been through other pandemics and other cycles. You can't control the cycle that you're in. But the underlying fundamentals have been tremendously compelling, both over the long term, but then also what we're seeing specifically today in the markets. Just a few weeks ago, I was sitting down with some of our tenants in Beijing at Honda Motor Tower in Chongyang, and they're expanding into new space. We're signing new office leases in Shanghai at pricing that is very compelling. And so we focus on areas right now, for example, living. China's continuing to urbanize. We're seeing a movement of young workers around districts where there's been newly delivered infrastructure. We're seeing that in Hong Kong, signing new leases next to the China high-speed rail.
So in a sense, you're just saying that this is almost like a cyclical downturn in a very good secular market.
I think it's a fair way of saying it. I'll take logistics, for example. So China's e-commerce penetration is about 25%. But when you pair that with new infrastructure and just a very next-gen driven market, there's a lot of very interesting opportunity there. Greater Bay Area has seen tremendous growth, regardless of these last few years of COVID. We have a facility there that's 45 minutes to 45 million people. And so looking even where we're sitting right now, just yesterday, Alibaba stated that through China, for their pre-sales for 11/11 Singles Day, about 75% of those orders were for same-day delivery. It's pretty incredible and is a trend, really, regardless of where we are in the cycle. It's just a wholesale wave and change. So it's making that very important from a real estate perspective, for sure.
Claire, Julia in Singapore here. I just wanted to ask you, though, about the crackdown that we've seen from President Xi on common prosperity and reining in celebrity influence, which a lot of the retailers have cited as potentially meaning that they won't get as much traction on Singles Day if people are buying, particularly because some celebrity is spruiking a product and the like, and now they're not doing that. What kind of, I guess, consumer caution are you still seeing?
So we're actually thinking that the main headline from our side is around the big trends we're seeing in Singles Day this year that maybe we didn't see a few years ago. So Singles Day had tremendously been seen as an online holiday. So, $85 billion in gross merchandise value and growth up 1,000,000% since its rollout as a festival. But we've seen a real move to offline experiences and sort of cross-promotion online and offline. That is new and growing as a trend. I think the second thing that we're really seeing is an effort to find more personalization in the purchases. So that's playing through in a search for more sustainability. The brands are pushing sustainability, but also in stores. As a real example, we're seeing our F&B retailers, as well as our shops, that are pushing takeaway containers that are tied to specific promotions coming in around Singles Day. That's exciting. We think that trend will continue.
That's pretty interesting that you're in that kind of position where you can get flows in certain types of business. So you mentioned just a little bit there through retail. Are there some other product areas that you see really rising on the list of interest?
Yeah, so we think this is a very interesting time around living, particularly for next generation users,
yeah, living is
Gen
a good
Z
thing.
And millennials. So when we say living
when you
in
say
real
living, what do you mean?
Yes, so when we say living in real estate, we mean things like rental housing, for example, rental apartments. So you know, we're sitting in Hong Kong right now, and in Hong Kong, it takes your average white collar worker about 20 years to be able to afford a unit to buy. And so they're valuing things like renting in very central neighborhoods, but also searching for a sense of community. So we're seeing increasing trends, and we're putting it to work ourselves, of adding additional GFA for community space, heavy programming, so yoga classes, shared work from home activities in units, and that's becoming a part of people's choices. We're seeing that blend over across the border into the mainland as well, and tremendous opportunity there in tier one markets.
What about in terms of people kind of looking for things that are going to be sustainable too and not looking at items that they can quickly throw away? What kind of trends are you seeing there?
Yeah, Juliet, this is something we're absolutely seeing. So first, with this generation, taking Singles Day, three quarters of Singles Day shoppers are Gen Z or millennial. And they have really shown to them it's important to buy their brand and values. And so branded takeaway materials or bags or other things that we've seen. But that is really aligning with these large commitments that these retailers are making, both onshore, but also international brands. So we think of things like carbon commitments that have been made by large fashion brands. That's playing through in the retail environment and also in the retail real estate environment as that becomes part of their locational choice.
Just out of curiosity, geographically, are there certain areas of China that are outperforming?
Yes, there's tremendous opportunity in the tier one markets. And so we look at Beijing, Shanghai, or down here, the Greater Bay Area. So a combination of Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Hong Kong, and then additional cities down in southern China. Number one, there's new connective infrastructure, so high-speed trains as well as new metro stations. So it's a big opportunity for mixed use. So we're seeing really a blend of product types that's circling around these transit hubs, which it, for us as a property developer obviously creates investable opportunity.
Yeah.
But we also think over the long term that trend will continue.
Some great ideas there, Claire. Thanks very much. And just to the audience, you can listen back to this interview online. You can go to BloombergRadio.com for the podcast of it. Or, of course, on the terminal, we've been chatting with Claire Cormier-Tilkey, head of Greater China at Heinz, and discussing Singles Day, which is coming up tomorrow.